Site 4, Flume Gorge Visitor Center. A good stop for food, restrooms, and detailed information on Franconia Notch, the Flume Gorge Visitor Center is best known as the gateway to an amazing 800-foot-long chasm, with granite walls rising as high as 90 feet. For a fee, you can travel a 2-mile path from the Flume Visitor Center that takes you on boardwalks into the gorge and up close with waterfalls, flowers, ferns, and mosses. Other attractions along the path include Sentinel Pool and Sentinel Pine Bridge, one of the oldest covered bridges in the state, and built over the fallen Sentinel Pine, one of the largest trees in the state, before falling across the Pemigewasset River in 1938. Shorter walking routes are available for those who don't want to do the full loop. After the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests helped the state purchase Franconia Notch in 1927, it maintained ownership of the Flume Gorge Reservation for 20 years, running it as a park. In 1947, the Flume Gorge became a part of Franconia Notch State Park. Interested in exploring the Notch on bicycle? The Flume Gorge Visitor Center is the southern terminus of the Franconia Notch Bike Path, a paved recreation trail connecting most of the Notch's attractions. The next leg of the Weeks Act Legacy Trail takes us south to the entrance of the famed Kankamaga Scenic Byway. Travel south on Route 3 for 2.5 miles, then merge right onto I-93 South. Take exit 32 for the town of Lincoln. At the bottom of the off-ramp, turn left onto Route 112. The next stop, the White Mountain Visitor Center, is on the right.